I'm Daniel Tyson, and today I'm talking to a local independent filmmaker, Sam Cassilly, who has his first piece out on Amazon Prime. Snookerman was mostly filmed in Hersham, Surrey, and it's a humorous mockumentary following the journey of the main character, Johnny Bonner, played by Nick Hales, who is also here with me today. Hi guys, tell me a bit about yourselves.
Hi, my name is Sam Cassilly. I am the director, writer, producer of the film Snookerman, which is about the UK's lowest rated lookalike agency, which has the UK's worst Ronnie O'Sullivan lookalike, attempting to become the world champion of snooker played on a kid-sized table. And that character is played by the great actor, my good friend, Nick Hales. We've made lots of horror short films together. And also we've worked on a lot of horror feature films together as well. And Nick always ends up dying and everything.
Okay, lovely. What would you say is the main point of the movie?
The main point of the movie is there is probably no point to the film, to be honest. It is no message at all.
Okay.
It is to get, you know, your life will not be changed.
Yeah. Where did you get the inspiration?
So I made a short film with Nick in 2019 called Plonkerman, where he tries to become a Rodney Trotter, auditions for the Only Fools and Horses musical as Rodney Trotter, but ultimately fails. And his mum saw the short film, the short film that we actually won Best Short Film at the 2020 Dorking Film Festival. And Nick's mum saw it and said that she thinks he looks more like Ronnie O'Sullivan. And then I thought, okay, let's just do Plonkerman again, but with Ronnie O'Sullivan. And it was going to be a short, and then lockdown happened. And I know I wanted to sort of, and then I did a bit of improv for some of the actors I worked with before for Plonkerman. And it was getting really good. And I thought I'd expand it to a feature.
Perfect. So, what about you, Nick? How would you introduce yourself?
Hi there. Yeah. So, my name's Nick. I've been a chef for a while, getting into acting as well as photography. So along the way, working with Sam has really been such a great addition to my acting career.
Would you say any of these skills from your other job are transferable for acting?
Absolutely. Like with everything, like life experience is so important.
Mm-hmm.
When I first joined acting school, one of my teachers, when I told her I'm a chef, she said, "Wow, that's really good. Like, that's such a handy thing to have."
Yeah.
And your belt as an actor, everything's handy in its own way, isn't it?
What kind of director is Sam?
Sam, I really appreciate his diversity, his drive. He does all of it on his own. It's his idea, and he will have it all bases covered. And with this particular film, he really has a knack of tying everything together, using what he has. But as far as, like, say, being on location, being like working with him, like when he's directing me, he lets you do your thing, which is great. I want to really touch on this. Like, I put a lot of pressure on myself and expectation, and like, this has to be really good. And like you'll see with this film, I'm just myself. And that's really important with films. Like, okay, to a big degree, I'm technically playing myself. I can just be myself. But nonetheless, I was really relaxed with this. Just enjoyable process, really.
That's good.
It makes all the difference. And I can be a bit of a diva and I say, hey, can we do another take? I want it just one more for luck. And he's really patient and he'll let me do it. And it does help.
That's good. And how was the filming process for you, Sam? Would you say everything went smoothly according to the plan, or any challenges occurred?
The biggest challenge was a lockdown, and also a lot of the actors, obviously, and myself, we've all got day jobs. And it's also, and a lot of us kind of live different parts of the country as well. So it's kind of aligning all that together quite well. And then new opportunities come along, new ideas. So you actually sometimes some of the waiting that we had to do in between some of the scenes filming, actually come up with better ideas and better opportunities to come along. Because I've filmed and edited everything myself, and I did a lot of the graphics in the film. So that took a lot of time from a good 2.5 years, I think, from idea to having it out. Yeah. And I'd say 90% of the film is improv. A a lot of the jokes and the humor in the film. And it was quite a creative process. And I think it's quite a fun project to have made and to watch, I think.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like a lot of fun, but also quite a complicated process. So how would you rate the final result? How happy are you with it?
I am 9 out of 10 out of happiness, because you always never put nothing's ever perfect. And I think for what I've tried to achieve, I think I'm very happy with it. It's something fun to do, and a lot of the graphics as well. There's a lot of stuff that I was trying to learn, just an excuse to just throw a load of stuff at the wall.
Yeah. What about you, Nick? How happy are you with the result?
I'm actually quite honest. I've always been honest with Sam. We've worked a lot together over the years. And not to say that any of his films haven't been good, but they've just evolved. Like, mm-hmm. Sam has always been, he's never really gone with high budget. I hope you don't mind me saying, Sam. Like, he has this element of fun and slight element of craziness. I'm really happy with this film. I'm very proud of this film, actually. This is a real victory for me personally, and it's definitely a victory for Sam. I just want to say this to inspire any other filmmakers. You don't always have to have high budget, loads of money. You just got to have that ambition. And with Sam, this sense of fun and creativeness, I think we've really made something fun, lighthearted. It's got a good story. And I'm really like proudly sharing with other people, right? Yeah, check this film out. I love the fact that it's quite catchy and it's relatable. There's, for me personally, I just do laugh quite a lot at stuff that some of the other guys have done.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're both happy with it. Your movie seems to be quite controversial on IMDb, receiving mostly 10 stars or 1 star, which results in the average of 5.5 star. Why do you think is that? What does this score mean?
The film has been picked up on Reddit a little bit. There was a big kind of conversation on Reddit, on Snooker Reddit, where they took it and someone said, oh, this looks terrible. It looks like a terrible documentary. And a lot of people took offense to the fact that we were sort of making a joke about their favorite subject. And they took it personally that there was, to a lot of them, thought it was a real competition about miniature snooker. I've seen some of the reviews of the film criticizing how much Nick does not look like Ronnie O'Sullivan. Point of
they
the
didn't
film,
get the joke.
Worst Ronnie O'Sullivan, and it's not a real film. And it's interesting to see the comments of each other correcting each other in the comments on Reddit about, actually, this is real. What's wrong with everybody?
Yeah, I think it's important to mention that it's just a mockumentary, which means it's not a real documentary, and people should not take it seriously, right?
And the 10 stars, I think, would be from people that are like, you have a lot of people who really support independent film, and a lot of people have kind of really helped independent film, because it's pretty much almost a dying format at this moment. And most people that I know work in film, and they've all got a day job, or they are independent, they've independently wealthy enough to not have to worry about money, they know somebody who works in film.
Well, you've been primarily focusing on independent films, or only independent films, right? What's your plan for the future? Because as you said, it's quite hard to succeed in this area, and you have to work with very low budget. Have you thought about making something commercial, or do you want to avoid it at all?
If someone would pay me a lot of money to make something commercial, I would make something. Sure, definitely. I think for me, it's just what the position that I'm in. But it's a fun, it was always something, a hobby that I've had, and I never sort of stopped doing it. It's something that I started when I was sort of a teenager, and I never really just stopped. And I never was thinking about the commercial success or something, but I do try and think about audiences. And I think for me, probably going forward, I think I'm probably start making more I like documentaries. And because I can involve travel, I like to travel a lot as well. So I'm going to try and combine my love of travel with documentary making.
Cool. Well, good luck with that. What about you, Nick? Any more movies where we can see you?
I am liking an idea. Well, I'm going to do like an Evil Dead cottage inspired movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to be collaborating with Dave Darko and Sam. This is one of the great benefits from doing independent films. You get excited and you realise what you have around you, the creativity, the passion. So I'm really optimistic and very keen to be working, doing more over the years, more and more films together.
Yeah, okay. Well, the same for Sam. I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Snooker Man is now available on Amazon Prime, and for more content, you can also follow Sam on his YouTube channel, Evil Bob Films.